Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. And we have got the Raines family up. They're going to be singing a song here in just a moment. And we appreciate the Raines family. What a blessing that they are. I want to encourage you to, if you don't haven't already done this, you can download our church app. It's Hoopers Creek Baptist Church app, and you can go there and get the verse of the day. And then also there is a place on there. If you miss this on this radio broadcast, it is also, there's an icon there. You can get there and listen to the radio broadcast as well. And then the live services that we do from the sanctuary, all of those things are on our app, amen, on our church app. And so we'd love for you to download that and send us an email. Let us know that you're enjoying the broadcast. And we do appreciate coming here every single day. The Raines family's up. They're going to be singing now.
We all come from different paths, the stories we could tell. We've all walked some different roads, once bound for death and hell. But somewhere along the way, the gospel reached our ears, and the message that Christ came for all, the joy in place of fears. Whosoever will, take him at his word. Strong can come to him, not just the mighty, but the weak and helpless can be cleansed. The small, the sick, the hurt, the sad can all be redeemed. He said, whosoever will may come, and that included me. Whosoever
the Lord. Amen. That was the Raines family. We appreciate them. What a blessing that they are. We're going to be looking today at Psalms chapter number 126. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. As I begin to read this passage, I begin to wonder, why would there be weeping while sowing? Did you know that tears are a mystery? While, yes, we understand somewhat of the science behind tears, animals do not cry emotionally. Humans are the only ones who cry emotionally. Did you know that there are three different types of tears? The creation and science source that I've read online speaks about the benefits of crying. And they said this, there's number one, the type of tear is called a basal tear. And they are omnipresent in our eyes. They're constant there. There's tears that keep our eyes from drying out completely. And then the second type of tear is called the reflex tear. And it's there to protect the human eye from harsh irritants like smoke and onions and even those very strong dusty winds. Maybe you've been by a fire. I know that our family has one of those wood burners that keeps the water temperature hot in the house. It actually heats by the wood. And so we have to go out there and fill that up. And when we do, that smoke will come out the front and it'll get in our eyes. And a lot of times it'll cause us to tear up. But then the third type of tear is emotional tears. It starts in the cerebrum and where strong emotion such as stress, pleasure, anger, gratefulness, sadness, and suffering or physical pain is registered. Now we understand according to verse 1 that God is restoring the Israelites from captivity. And we see first of all that my God restores like a dream come true. And so John Phillips said this one time. He said he describes a dream like a thirsty pilgrim in the desert. It looks so real and so good that you could almost taste it. But when the traveler gets there, there's nothing but a pile of sand. As we look at the text, we're reminded of that these are songs of degrees. And these songs of degrees, there's 15 chapters here in the book of Psalms that are psalms of degrees. It goes from chapter 120 all the way up to chapter 134. And there's 15 of these songs of degrees. And one writer spoke about how that the priest used to sing a song on every step going up into the temple and before that they would go there to worship. And I thought, wow, you know, here we are, we're reading this passage of Scripture, and when you look at it, the children of Israel are coming out of captivity, they're coming home, and then they, in verse number 2, the Bible speaks about almost as if they're having a revival. And I got to thinking about it tonight just a little bit as I was talking to our church family. As you look at this text, I was thinking about being away from their homeland, being away from the place where maybe that they had grown up, or their longing was always there in Jerusalem. And I've thought about this, and we live in the area called Hooper's Creek, and I love this place. This is my home. I enjoy living here. The mountains are beautiful here around the Hooper's Creek area. And I thought about having to be away from my home for a very long time. You think about years being away from your home, and then all of a sudden getting to return back to your home. And it may not look like it did when you left, but I tell you something, there's something about home. When we go on a trip, me and my wife and the kids, when we load up and we go on a trip, we can't wait to get back home. And I tell you, I love enjoying some time away and having what we call a vacation. But also, I enjoy coming back home. It's a place where I lay my head. But I think about this. This is where they were at. They were coming home from captivity. And verse number 2 says, "Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with the singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." Even the heathen now are looking at them saying, hey, the Lord's done some things for these folks. The Lord's blessed them. The Lord's brought them out of captivity. And they go on and they say this in verse number 4, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I love that right there. I begin to talk about our church to our church family tonight. We were having service, and we were building backpacks to go to the Native Americans, and for their Christmas. It was kind of like a Christmas shoe box, and so we were putting all those things together. And I was telling those folk, I said, we're putting these Bibles in this backpack. We don't know who's going to receive these Bibles. We don't know who's going to get them. We've been running around to the stores trying to get these Bibles, trying to get some different copies of the Word of God to put in these backpacks so that we get the gospel out. And I thought about it today. You know, there's one section where the devil seemed to poke on me a little bit and said, nobody's going to read that. Nobody's going to be paying attention to that. But I begin to think about this text and how the Bible said that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. When it comes summer, when it comes springtime, we'll go down to the garden and we'll dig and we'll till and we'll get the ground ready to sow. And that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort to do those things. But we finally get that soil content ready to go. And what we'll do is we'll put that seed in the ground. And after sweat and after worry and all those things, we just have to turn it back over to God and say, all right, God, now I put the seed in the ground. I can't make it grow. You're going to have to give it the right conditions, the rain, the sun, all the things that it takes for this seed to grow. You're going to have to give it that. And so that's kind of like the Word of God, friends. When we sow in the Word of God, what we're doing is this. We're sowing the seed of the gospel, and we're turning it back over to God, and we're saying, hey, Lord, take this seed and prosper it. God, take this seed and let it grow forth. Let this seed impact somebody's life to make a difference in their life for all of eternity. And that's what we did tonight. We packed some backpacks to go to the mission. And what we did was we just said, all right, God, now you take these where they need to go. And God, we pray that you'd take them. And Lord God, you'd put them in the right home. You'd put them in the right family. And I told our church, I said, somewhere down the road, somebody may lay that Bible on the shelf. It may be sitting there on the coffee table for 10 years. And finally, somebody pick it up. But the Bible said this, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And then verse 6 says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again and with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. There's going to be a payday someday, friend. When we stand before God, you may not know it. You may not know the individual you're helping. This radio broadcast, a lot of times, you know, we as radio preachers, we'll preach into a microphone and we'll stand here with our equipment not knowing who's listening. But I want you to know this. One of these days, men, we're going to stand before God and God's going to be, and there's going to be some sheaves there. I believe there's going to be some harvest there that comes forth because we labored upon the mic, because we labored in the Word. And I believe one of these days we're going to see the benefits of great reward based on the fact that we was faithful, we was there, we consistently remained in the things of God and consistently tried to give out the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, friends, it's not often, it's not easy to stand here in front of this microphone. And you know, we don't have great congregations before us. We don't have people saying amen. But you know, I tell you, it's worth it because I know I myself need to hear the gospel preached on the radio. So I tell you, I challenge you, friend. Go, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Well, that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, Jesus is coming soon. Keep looking up, friend. Look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HoopersCreekBaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.